Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. Today we're going to be looking at expressions which are followed by the gerund. Now, first of all, let's just quickly revise the gerund. This is the ing form of verbs. So for example, going, spending, watching, these are all verbs in the gerund. And it's important to know when to use this form, because many times after we use a certain verb, for example, if we use another verb directly after that verb, then we must use it in the gerund form. For example, the verb enjoy, if I say to enjoy, and then I use another verb, it's going to be in the gerund. I enjoy going out with my friends. But it's not only verbs where we need to consider that the next verb is going to be in this form. We also need to consider this with expressions. So today I'm going to give you 6 expressions where you know that if you use these expressions and then you use a verb, that verb must be in the gerund form. So I'm going to start with a really common one that we use both in spoken English and also at the end of letters or emails, and that is to look forward to, or looking forward to. It's exactly the same. When we use this, we need to make sure that we use the gerund in the following verb. For example, I look forward to hearing back from you. This is a really, really common expression to use at the end of an email where you have asked a question and then you are waiting for a response. I look forward to hearing back from you. Another example, I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. So remember, you must use the gerund, even though you say looking forward to, the next verb is always in the gerund. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow. The next example is to have a problem or to have a difficulty. In the next verb, must be the gerund. Let's look at an example. I had a problem fixing my computer, so I took it back to the shop. I had a problem fixing my computer, so I took it back to the shop. An example with difficulty or difficulties. I have difficulties learning foreign languages. I have difficulties learning foreign languages. Our third example today is without. The word without always needs the gerund if you use a verb. For example, I might say, see if you can answer all of the questions without looking at the answers. Without looking at the answers. Not without to look, without looking. Next, to spend or to waste time. An example, I spent the whole day cleaning the house. Or I wasted 30 minutes writing that email. So with this one, when we talk about time, it can be any amount of time. You can just say a long time, lots of time, or you could be more specific and say, like in my first example, the whole day, or 20 minutes, or 2 weeks. Okay, 2 more to go. This one's really, really important. It's to be worth something, to be worth doing something, which basically means that you don't consider it to be a waste of time. You consider it to be something good to do. For example, do you think it's worth visiting the Tower of London? Do you think it's worth visiting the Tower of London? Another example, I don't think it's worth spending a lot of money on jewellery. An important point about this expression, as well as the fact that we need to use the gerund in the next verb, remember we say to be worth. Very, very common mistake that I hear is people think it's a verb, to worth doing something. No, it's to be worth. So do you think it is worth visiting the Tower of London? I don't think it is worth spending a lot of money. So you need to make sure you use that verb to be in its correct form before you use worth. And the final example, there's no point. There's no point, or is there any point? For example, there's no point buying a camera these days, as the cameras on phones are really good. There's no point buying a camera these days, as the cameras on phones are really good. We can also say there's no point in buying a camera. Okay, so there you go. Six important expressions. Look forward to have a problem or to have a difficulty, without, to spend or waste time, to be worth, and there's no point. After all of these expressions, you must remember to use the gerund if you use a verb. Okay, that's all for today's podcast. Remember, if you're interested in English classes online with me, you can find all the information on my website, learnenglishwithben.com. And if you have any ideas or suggestions for what you would like me to discuss in these podcasts, then please send me an email. You'll find all the contact information on that website. Okay, thanks for joining me, and I'll see you next time.